It was a pretty good night on Thursday night in the local area at the state qualifying at track meets. We're going to run you through all of our state qualifiers from Thursday night. Now, again, the South Central Calhoun and ESAC meet, that was postponed up at Ridgeview last night before it even started. They are going to run that today at 4 o'clock. We'll have those results coming up for you tomorrow. And we did not receive results from the Earlham one last night with Chad Payton. Sure, Dan, we'll try to get those up to date for you later today when we do receive those from Earlham. We're going to start off, though, with the Carroll Tigers over at Denison Schleswig yesterday. The Carroll girls had a really good night. They finished up with 8 different events heading to the state meet. They would take 3rd at that meet with 109 points. The Tiger boys advance 1 event, and they would finish in 6th place with 52 points. Now, your qualifiers was Vanessa Ayala qualifying, taking 2nd in the discus. It was Shea Sennard setting a new school record by winning the long jump last night. She jumped 18 feet 4 inches, broke her own record there. The girls sprint medley team of Marison Wittrock, Shea Sennard, Hannah Jorgensen, and Marie Day took 1st place and qualified. Also qualifying for the Tigers last night was the girls distance medley. That was a 1st place finish for Marison Wittrock, Hannah Jorgensen, Caitlin Aiden, and Marie Day. Zach Dirks from the Carroll boys qualifies as a champion in the 400 meters. It was at the Carroll girls 4x200 with Brenna Goins, Madison Tuning, Libby Perkins, and Shea Sennard qualifying as a 2nd place finisher. Marie Day qualified 2nd in the 800 meters. Hannah Jorgensen won the 200 meters and it qualified as well. And the Tigers took 2nd in the 4x100 with Libby Perkins, Hannah Jorgensen, Madison Tuning, and Shea Sennard as they also qualify for state. Now for Kemper, they've got 2 girls, but 3 events and 2 boys that advanced. The girls would finish up in 10th place with 39 points, while the boys finished in 7th place with 54 points. This was down at Trainer last night. Let's again tell you their qualifiers. Michael Potterbaum took 2nd place in the 400 meters. It was Ellie Sybil winning the discus last night. Sybil would also take 2nd place in the shot put, so she qualifies in both events. Kenzie Schoen won the shot put and it qualified, and Evan Adams would take 2nd in the discus and he would qualify as well. A lot of qualifiers down at our meet down in Audubon last night. We had Arweva, of course, Audubon, Coon Rapids Baird, IK Manning, and Glidden Ralston all competing down there last night. In the boys' standings, Coon Rapids Baird took 3rd with 76 points. IK Manning was 4th with 71.5. Audubon 6th with 58 points. Arweva took 8th with 47 points, and Glidden Ralston 13th with 17.5 points. On the girls' side of things, Audubon was 5th with 73 points. IK Manning 7th with 55 points. Glidden Ralston 8th with 47 points. Arweva 10th with 28 points. And Coon Rapids Baird took 14th with 13 points. Now, here's our automatic qualifiers from down there. And again, in Class 1A, they only take the district champion. So a lot of 2nd and 3rd place athletes still have that opportunity to qualify. We'll hopefully know by sometime late Saturday, with still some state qualifying meets yet to be held later on today. But Cooper Cook of Arweva qualifies in the high jump. Again, all of our qualifiers here were champions last night. Audubon girls qualified in the sprint medley with Maddie Nielsen, Madison Steckler, Abigail Zeiger, and Hannah Tiggis. It was IK Manning qualifying in the 4x800 on the boys' side with Hunter Smith, Lane Sams, Reed Hinners, and Jackson Doyle. Audubon qualified in the shuttle hurdle with Aaron Olson, Brandon Jensen, Carter Andreessen, and Gavin Smith. Vanessa Kaler qualified last night in the 100-meter dash for Glidden Ralston. It was Audubon qualifying on the girls' side in the distance medley with Madison Steckler, Abigail Zeiger, Maddie Nielsen, and Hannah Tiggison. Vanessa Kaler qualified in the 100 hurdles for Glidden Ralston last night. Cooper Cook, again of Arweva, qualifies in the 110 hurdles. Caden Keller of IK Manning qualifies in the 800 meters. It was Hannah Tiggison of Audubon qualifying last night in the 800-meter run. Vanessa Kaler of Glidden Ralston qualifies in the 200-meter dash. Gavin Smith of Audubon qualifies in the 400 hurdles. It was the Coon Rapids Baird boys qualifying in the 4x100 with Easton Hayes, Raiden Doty, Omarion Floyd, and Gabe Obert. And Audubon would qualify in the girls last night in the 4x400 with Abigail Zeiger, Maddie Nielsen, Madison Steckler, and Hannah Tiggison. Taking a quick look at other sports last night in girls golf, Carroll lost to Denison Schleswig 221-226. Ashley Danner was runner-up medalist with a 53. Delaney Shirky shot a 56, and IK Manning took second out of four teams at the IK Manning Invite. They shot a 213. Bouyer Valley won it with a 208. Coon Rapids Bear just three golfers, so no team score. Kylie Powers was the medalist last night. She finished in first place with a 40 for the Wolves. Brooke Booth shot a 55. For Coon Rapids Bear, Emma Hart took second place with a 48. Morgan Hart shot a 55. On to girls soccer. Kemper knocked off Loma last night at 3-1. Ashlyn Bating had 13 saves. Kenya Prescott had two goals last night. And it was Carroll Falling to winners at 8-0. Jaden Kirsch finished up with 27 saves. In boys soccer, Carroll Falls to winners at 6-0. Clayton Weidel and Trey Hunter both had two shots on goal. In Kemper Falls last night to Lewis Central 12-0. Jace Pruitt finished up with 11 saves. NBA playoffs, Miami defeated Philadelphia 99-90, and Dallas rolled by Phoenix 113-86. In Major League Baseball, it was Baltimore over St. Louis 3-2. Oakland knocked off Detroit 5-3. It was Houston over Minnesota 11-3. Houston down Minnesota as well 5-0. Texas topped Kansas City 3-1. It was the Yankees over the White Sox 15-7. It was the Mets defeating Washington 4-1. Cincinnati knocked off Pittsburgh 4-0. Still some local sports coming up for you today. Again, ESAC and South Central Calhoun girls and boys track teams at the state qualifying meet up at Ridgeview this afternoon. Kemper boys tennis team takes on Atlantic down in Atlantic in sub-state action today. That'll get underway at 10 this morning. Girls golf regionals, ESAC, Kemper, and South Central Calhoun over at Greene County, while Audubon, Coon Rapids Baird, Glidden, Ralston, and IK Manning are at the Don Williams course over by Ogden. And in soccer tonight, Kemper girls go to Glenwood. ESAC girls and boys host Greene County with the girls at 5:30 and the boys to follow, and the Carroll girls and boys entertain Ballard with the girls at 5:25 and the boys to follow. And that is a long look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.